A few weeks ago, when we celebrated First Communion at Mass, I invited the children at my military parish to reflect on the words that were taught to me when I first became an altar servant. However, here's a little backstory. I came to the United States in 1994 when I was around 10 years old. So in the midst of waiting for all the petitionary and immigration process and stuff like that to come to America, I had to delay my first communion because we didn't know when we were allowed to go, you know. So we waited and waited and waited. So when we came to America, I joined with a local church and with the rest of the children there, we prepare ourselves for First Communion. And I was the oldest one in the class, because your typical the First Communion would be second graders, right? And I was a fifth grader at that time. So I felt a little bit old, out of place. I was so happy and excited that I was going to be able to receive Jesus for the first time. And that was one of the greatest blessings that I felt as a Catholic and as a believer, especially in the midst of a new beginning. A new beginning in the United States, not knowing much. And everything was so new and overwhelming. And also, at that time, the loneliness of not having friends and missing my motherland and everything like that. The greatest consolation that I had was to receive Jesus, was going to Mass in Vietnamese, you know, and to have the ability to receive the one that I love. So I remember my first communion in a very special way, even though I was quote-unquote the odd duck or the oldest duck in the whole class, you know. But I felt joy, the joy of receiving Jesus. And that joy led me toward another event that played a very significant part of my life, to be an altar server. And as a matter of fact, I altar served until I finished high school and begin my religious and seminary formation. And there is a card in the sacristy of my home church in Wichita, Kansas, that still exists today if you go to the sacristy. Even though it applied for the priest, but I would always read that card and apply it at an altar server as well. It say, "O priests of God, celebrate this Mass as if this is your first Mass. This is your last Mass. This is your only Mass." I apply that to myself as an altar server. And in a very special way, I reminded the children who received their first communion at our military parish a few weeks ago of the same thing. Just like Pope Francis has reminded us that we should not treat the sacraments of initiations as sacraments of goodbyes, where we think that, oh, I'm done with First Communion, goodbye to religious education, goodbye to Mass, goodbye to living my faith until I have to receive my confirmation. Somehow, after all the wonderful pictures, people stopped going to Mass. People got stopped going to religious education. People stopped growing in their faith. And that's wrong. We need to remember that the joy that we receive Jesus at our First Communion should never stop. That same joy should apply to us when we go to Mass each and every single time. So I invited our children to reflect upon, O children of God, O child of God, receive Him as this is your first time, your last time, your only time. The last time we get to receive Jesus is called Viaticum, and it actually can be broken down to two smaller Latin words, via tecum, which mean with you on the road, or nourishment, provision for the journey. That's how the Roman used to give salt or salarium, the root word to our postmodern understanding of salary. They gave the salarium, the salt, to the soldiers at their viaticum, at their food for the journey, so they can season the meat. Soldiers were oftentimes paid in salt. That's what their salary. And so imagine this. Jesus is much more than our salary. He is our spiritual provision, food for the journey. So when we receive Jesus, my brothers and sisters, as we celebrate Corpus Christi today, how do you and I live that love, the love that Jesus have for us, my brothers and sisters? St. Alphonsus de Liguori said, when the Son of God became human, He hid His divinity under humanity. But in this sacrament, Christ even hides His humanity. He appears under the form of bread to show how tenderly and warmly He loves us. The divine is hidden, the human hidden. Love alone is left for all to see. Jesus loved us so much in a very radical way that He gave us Himself in this blessed sacrament. Only God, who is so radically in love with us, could imagine such a thing. So my question for you and for me as we celebrate Corpus Christi today, do you love Him with everything you have, with every fiber of your being? Or you, my brothers and sisters, and I just receive Jesus, quote-unquote, because everyone else is doing it? Do we go to Mass feeling bored, distracted, all over the place because we don't know what to do? My brothers and sisters, Mass is this wonderful, intimate, loving, and beautiful exchange from the heart of the lover to His beloved. Jesus gives Himself totally and completely to us. And in a very intimate way, at the moment of consecration, through the words of the priest, He says to each and every one of us, this is My body. This is My blood given up for you. You, my brothers and sisters, no one else, you. So when we hear that, do we give everything up to Jesus? Do we give ourselves to Jesus, or do we hold back? Going to Mass is not boring. Going to Mass is the greatest encounter because we get to receive the one we love. Receive the one who loves us. Why did that joy of receiving First Communion go away? What made it go away? Why did we allow the things of this world to steal us from that innocent, that simple, that pure, that intimate love that we had when we first received Jesus? Why did we come to Mass dreading, bored, distracted, and feel like it's a burden? Perhaps we have lost our first love. We turn back to that simple, childlike love instead of a childish love that expects everything. As we receive Jesus today at Mass, as we celebrate the solemnity of Corpus Christi, I invite you, my brothers and sisters, to reflect upon how much He loves us. If we don't know why we receive the Eucharist, nothing in this world would make sense. We stop being Catholics. Then church have to somehow become entertaining. With wonderful worship music, quote-unquote worship music, to attract us to come. And the message have to be inspirational and wonderful. But we're missing the whole point. We're making everything into a show. And He becomes an entertainer instead of the one who loves us. Every time we come to Mass, it's not about going to a show. It's not about entertainment. It's nothing else except to receive the one who loves us. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, without that, we would cease to become Catholic, to die to ourselves so that He lives in us. Don't forget that. Don't forget the joy, the innocence, the purity, the simplicity, and the intimacy that we had when we first received Jesus. Never let the world rob that away from us. Every time we come to Mass, we get to hear Him say, "This is my body, this is my blood given up for you." And we get to receive Him. Therefore, we need to live always in a state of grace so that He loves us, so that He is our everything, so that we receive the Eucharist as if this is our first Mass, our last Mass,